Welcome back to Here and Now. What do you hear when you put together a double bass player recognized with a MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant, an internationally renowned Indian percussionist, and a multiple Grammy-winning banjo virtuoso? Well, if those three musical giants are Edgar Meyer, Zakir Hussain, and Bela Fleck, what you'll hear is something like their new CD, The Melody of Rhythm. It's a melding of Western and Indian classical and American roots music, with all three musicians contributing their own compositions. This is Bubbles by Bela Fleck. The three musicians started working together in 2005 when Bela and Edgar were commissioned to write a concerto. They then decided that their dream would be to collaborate with Zakir Hussain. That dream was realized with the triple concerto, The Melody of Rhythm, which is on the CD performed by the trio with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Bela, Edgar, and Zakir like working together so much, they're taking their show on the road this fall, and they're on the line to talk about this and their collaboration. From KUOW in Seattle, we have Bela Fleck. Welcome, Bela.
Glad to be here.
And with us from KQED in San Francisco is Zakir Hussain. Nice to speak with you, Zakir.
Nice to speak with you, too.
And on the phone line there from Aspen, Colorado, is Edgar Meyer. Edgar, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Bela and Edgar, as we said, for you, Zakir Hussain was your dream collaborator. Edgar, why was that?
We've been very big fans since we were, half this age or younger. But he brings a knowledge of a lot of different music, starting with Indian classical music, but a wide range of experience in almost every kind of music that I'm aware of.
Working with someone so venerated and ancient, I felt I had a lot to learn from a gentleman like that.
Ancient?
No, I've been a fan of Zakir. I think when he plays his tabla, it's just pure music. And I was really curious to see how we would combine all these worlds.
Well, let's talk about those different points of view, because it is fascinating that the three of you come from very different musical backgrounds. Where do you think your musical influences sort of come together?
First of all, it is a great honor to be playing with these two incredible musicians and friends and now family. I mean, when that kind of a relationship gets established between people, the music takes on a very special connection. It's from the heart. And in this collaboration, for me, it has been a great learning experience to watch an Indian melody emerge and then how it suddenly transforms through Edgar's vision of a Western classical point of view, and how Bela just takes it and makes it so incredibly rooted in an earthy folk vision. And when all this comes together, that melody just assumes a kind of shape and form and beauty that is so unbelievably unique.
This is Bahar by Zakir Hussain, performed by the three of you. And Bela, describe for me a little bit about the creative process and how that worked.
I think we just all wanted to be ourselves together. And because everyone has a very strong personality musically, if we could all find a way to do our best, to be in a comfortable zone where we could do our thing and yet be stretched enough to not do it the way we always do it with everybody else we play with. That we would all be happy with what came out.
One thing that is a special pleasure for me is that everybody thinks like a composer. Nobody's super worried about trying to get this lick in or that lick in there. At the same time, you feel all three people trying to see the whole song wherever they are in it.
Well, let's listen to Cadence right now. Let's listen to that one.
Much more fun, probably more than the two of you, because I was made to feel that I could do whatever it is that I wanted to do and whatever I could think of doing. And even with the concerto in a classical orchestral form environment, I was allowed to stay more loose and open and play as I felt the piece on that day or in that performance. And so that kind of freedom still allowed me to be, you know, more from my part of the world, where improvising is a very important element of the creative process.
Right, but for me, this is Bela here, my challenge playing the concerto piece was playing 30 minutes of written out music, highly orchestrated, arranged, and some of it very technically demanding, which is something I think that Edgar does, you know, has been doing since he started playing. That's just part of the life of the classical musician.
And Zakir, did you also find that challenging? Because improvising, as you said, is such a big part of what you do musically.
Yeah, we learn music orally in India, and so we don't write anything. And the idea is to just take all that information, put it in your head. But when you're on the stage playing an orchestral piece, which is a piece that is fixed, for me, it was the challenge was to be able to remember what's coming next, because I didn't have a chart in front of me.
Well, let's listen to a little more of the Triple Concerto, The Melody of Rhythm, played with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. What happens when you add an orchestra? Does that change the relationship among the three of you? Edgar?
It does. I mean, because it's not the three of us anymore. It's the 83 of us.
It's a little more complicated.
Yes. You know, we have something like half of the total amount of the music, so in a sense we lead, but in another sense we're just a big 83-person group, and everybody has to listen to everybody and make music together.
Mentioned the relationship that the three of you have and how you're like family, and that chemistry and how that contributes to your performance. But you're all very separate musicians. So when you're touring and you're away from each other, is it challenging to try to recreate that chemistry to get back into that feeling that you need to make this music?
I think it happens the minute we start playing together.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it does. It only gets easier.
Yeah, we just start from where we left off. And it usually begins with Edgar saying, "Oh, I made a great fish curry the other day."
I'm actually making a tenderloin curry tonight.
Oh, boy, there we go.
And how's the curry, Zach, here?
Edgar is now becoming a master at curriness.
He's currying favor with Zakir.
He is most certainly is currying favor with me. And I'm trying
that's
you know.
Yeah, when we first got together, Edgar used to fry up spam for me, and it worked about the same.
What do you think? It sounds like, anyway, there will be more collaborations in the future.
Yes, oh, like most certainly I'm going to look into that possibility of spam curry.
Yes, spam curry. A new collaboration. That's what we should have called the album, Spam Curry.
All right, well, banjo virtuosa Bela Fleck, tabla master Zakir Hussain, and double bass MacArthur genius Edgar Meyer, their new CD is The Melody of Rhythm. Thanks to all three of you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Deborah Becker. Please join us again. Here and Now.